Energy.com today.
After the arrest of that Saudi student who had some things in mind as far as a weapon of mass destruction to perhaps blow up a former president's house, the House lawmakers will be talking about screening or monitoring people a lot more closely in the U.S. when it comes to visas. What do you say? About time or give me a break? Speaking of about time, President Obama finally gets stuff on the Gaddafi situation in Washington over the weekend. The president said that the Libyan dictator had lost his legitimacy and should have left already, but he should leave now. Until Saturday, really, Obama refrained pretty much from calling for Gaddafi to step down. Part of that might have been, if we want to give him an excuse, the fact that you had so many Americans still struggling to get out of Libya. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney hanging with you here on these airwaves. America Tonight's the name of the show. Coast to coast and all those nooks and crannies in between and outside of the country as well. Hi to those listening in China, people listening to us in Australia, in South America. Hi to Joe and the gang in Spain. I get all your emails. I promise I read them. In fact, we will do an email segment coming up in this hour of ATN. Let me set the menu for you. We're going to talk about the Saudi student and the debate over visas and what should be done with visas. Also, Libya. What ultimately happens there? More people are dying. The rebellion is certainly closing in on Tripoli. Gaddafi, I don't know why he continues to dig his heels in the sand, because you've got to figure the man's got loot. He's going to have to leave. He's going to have to leave with his head on or with his head off, is what I think. Because once they get to Gaddafi, they will get to him, trust me. And how about the Republicans on the Hill, the newbies? Do you know that there are 87 Republican freshmen? It's the biggest, I think, in a couple of decades. So the voters, meaning a lot of the Tea Party folks, think, okay, we got you there. Now let's see what you can do. Cut, cut, cut. Stop the spending nonsense. And they're not happy with the $61 billion. They think more should be cut. And that brings up the standoff on the budget. Will we see a shutdown of the government? Will your checks be delayed if you're waiting for an IRS check and a refund? Really, your money back. It was held for ransom and now you're getting it back. It's looking like maybe not. Even John Boehner, the Speaker of the House, was a little bit optimistic in saying he doesn't believe that we have to shut down the government. And he's saying Republicans in the House understand that Americans don't want a government shut down. We don't want to see that happen. And it is risky business, because you shut the government down, who ultimately gets hurt? And they keep saying, well, oh, no, with Social Security, that won't matter. It's okay, you'll still get your checks, but there's no guarantee of that. In fact, I think there would be a backup, and that is a big problem. So let's jump back to Libya here for a second. And ultimately, when and not if. I don't think it's if. I think it's when will Gaddafi be out, because he cannot withstand this revolution, this onslaught. I don't see how he'll continue to be the leader of that Middle Eastern country. No way. Of all the things that we've seen, this pushback seems to be the longest and the it's not the longest yet, but it seems to be one of the strongest yet at this point. I guess you could compare Egypt in a different way, but I can't imagine with these chants of free Libya and the things that you're seeing happen out of Tripoli and the amount of people, I mean, it's like a battle-scarred city. It's like you're, if you just looked at a picture of it, it could be anywhere. It could be anywhere in the middle of a war zone. And that's what it looks like. It looks like a war zone. It doesn't look like a bunch of anti-government rebels, woohoo, with signs saying free Libya. No, that's not what's happening, because the tricky thing is you've got some of the militia that are beholden to Gaddafi, and they're just going to shoot anyone on sight, and that's what they're doing. They're just shooting anyone on sight. Here's what some of the evacuees had to say about getting out of Libya.
And I saw the roads are blocked and fire, gunfires, and cars are burned there.
They say we have to go, we have to leave, don't we? You know, where we were, we're in no danger. Locals are fantastic, you know?
We were in the thick of things, yeah. But having said that, certain people who we know personally were killed.
Okay, so you heard that last part right there. Certain people we knew personally were killed. Let me ask you a question, world. You're in a part of the world, any part of the world, where there's suddenly an uprising. I don't care where it is. But because this is all happening in the Middle East, you're in the Middle East. You have a great, comfortable life there. Your family's there. Your girlfriend's there. Whatever. You just got your life situation there. And you see the things around you starting to happen. Do you think you might want to get out of there? When I was seeing what was going on, Tunisia, and then it spreads to Egypt, I think I would probably want to take a vacation, if nothing else. File that 2 weeks and get out of whatever country it is you're in. Because you knew the problems were spreading into Libya, and you saw that they were even going into Jordan and some other spots. I don't think I'm sticking around for that. How about you? Would you stick it out? Or are you just thinking, well, it's not gonna happen to me. This one, you know, there's military here, and I'm not in the middle of this. I'm just some Brit, and I work for the embassy, or I'm some American, or I'm some Australian, and I'm over here with a business, and life is good, and I think I'm okay. I'm not part of this deal. Of course, if you watch what happened, you get swept up in it, and the military firing on people, you're not immune to that. So I'm surprised that more people, and I don't think I'm being naive in this, I'm surprised that more people don't try to flee a little bit sooner instead of playing chicken with getting out of the country. Having said that, when stuff erupted, when I say stuff, when the revolution erupted in Libya, people trying to get out were really trapped at the airports because there weren't flights out. There weren't enough flights to accommodate them. And every time there would be a flight that would open up and somebody would come to a desk, it was like moss to a flame. They were engulfed. So it was pure luck if you got on some of those planes. That's why the ferries were sent to get the Americans out of there and get them to Malta, and then they had to deal with the high seas and all that stuff. And I wonder if other people in the Middle East, other people from other countries, not natives, who are working in different capacities, they're starting to wonder what's next, because this will be three. This will be three governments without a government in place, with the military operating as the government until they have elections. So what's next? I mean, you would have to ask yourself that, I would assume. Anyway, you can throw in your 2 cents on that or anything else, 800-259-5791. I mentioned the thing about the Tea Partiers and the fact that they're saying at this point, listen, we want ours, so all you freshmen, you better fulfill those promises and better have a different mindset, if you will, than what we see coming out of Washington. That's the danger. That's the danger of running and saying one thing and then actually getting to the position and doing another thing and not being able to fulfill some of those campaign promises. Geez, that's unusual for politicians, isn't it? Stick with us. We're going to mix in emails next.
Hi, I'm Don Wiskin, and have you ever wondered what the garlic cayenne drops could do for you? February is Heart Month, and we want you to find out just what can happen when you take the right combination of herbs designed to maintain our cardiovascular health. Purchase a 4-month supply of Extendivite drops or capsules, plus get a bonus month supply of capsules for only $125 plus shipping. That's 5 months worth of Extendivite for $25 per month. This is a Heart Month special to help get you started on your path to better health and ends February 28th. So don't be left out. Find out what Extendivite can do for you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. 877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Just a second, but before we do that, you hear this crazy story about Senator Lieberman? Poor guy, he's getting ready to leave. He's done with politics, going to spend some time with the family, get on a few boards, take a few cruises, who knows. Anyway, there was a report that two senators were targeted by the military in trying to use psychological operations to convince them to support the war effort in Afghanistan. And they say they're fine with the investigation, but they don't think there's anything to the story. You know who the two were? Bosom buddies, John McCain and Joe Lieberman. They've been traveling in the Mideast, of course, for the past week, and they've done those trips several times, and they just kind of cut up about a Rolling Stone article that came out that was alleging that three-star general William Caldwell ordered his staff to use military techniques to persuade them to back more money for training Afghan forces. What do you think the psychological tricks were? When you get the senator alone, just do one of those hypnotic things where you get them into a trance and get them to repeat to you a couple times, I will give more money to the military. I will do that for training. I will do it. So anyway, they say they actually succeeded with Senator Lieberman, and McCain thought that was just hilarious and said it's one of the weirdest stories that either one of them have ever heard, and that they do not believe they were brainwashed in any way, that the psych ops, they have no idea what they're talking about when you hear about the psych ops thing, and they do not believe that they were at all victims of this, or they fell prey to this psychological warfare to get them to support the military more. that he was not brainwashed. Lieberman says he was not brainwashed by the U.S. military. Sounds good, though, doesn't it? Brainwashing techniques on a couple of senators. Yeah. I don't think they're going to turn... I really don't. I don't think they're going to turn up much in this investigation. But it was reported in the Rolling Stone magazine. So somebody had a source, and they had a source, and another person had a source. And they put the pieces together and swear that that's exactly what happened. All right, one other quick one before we go to the mail. And how about this? China, do you know what the population in China is? Think of the population in the United States. China's population has passed 1.34 billion. Wow. That's a whole lot of peoples, isn't it? 1.34 billion. I have to say the number a couple of times to make sure that I really realize what that number is. They did a once-a-decade census that was conducted, I guess, about in a 10-day period or something at the beginning of November. And that means you take, when you have that many people, you take 6 million workers, they go to apartment blocks, they scour areas, they scan villages, and they try to document the demographic changes in our most populous, the world's most populous country. But, wow, think of the problems when we know. We've talked about this before, what China has to grapple with that many people. That's an incredible number. Incredible. All right, without further ado, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Ooh, sweet. I have mail. Okay, here's one from Rocket Allen. Hey, Kate, I've been listening to the show for a while now. I got a question. You were talking about the New Zealand quake. You were mentioning it, the fact that they're still looking for bodies and how sad it is and to see the pictures and whatnot. Actually, I lied. I have two questions for you. One, what was it like when you lived in California? You said something about feeling an aftershock. And the other one is, what do you think the price tag is for all of this disaster? Because I agree with you. It looks like it's a hell of a mess over there. So the estimate is, because there's no hard number until you start to clean up, rebuild, all that, $15 billion. That's a big number, $15 billion. For Christchurch, a place that was hit now twice in 6 months. 6 months. Imagine that, 6 months. The tremor I was in, it was right when I was out of, it wasn't too far out when I was out of school. And I was lucky in my career, lucky in the sense that I moved up. Like I went to a place, I was there 7 months, boom, and I went to the next place. So I was in Kearney, Nebraska, and then I was in El Paso, Texas, and then I was in California. And in California, you know, within a year, in California, they had a big quake in Northern California. You might remember it was during the World Series between the A's and the Giants, and I was in that one. And I didn't know much about earthquakes, only what I've seen or read or that kind of stuff, because I didn't grow up in California. I grew up in Philadelphia, which is not known for its earthquakes, and it felt very strange. It was in the central, I was at the central coast, in the central coast of California, rather, and it was like a tumbling feeling, a rolling feeling, kind of, and most of the people I worked with were from California, so they knew immediately. Someone just screamed out earthquake, because who knew where it was centered, but they could just feel the movement, and people sort of ducked under desks, and then they waited a couple minutes, and then went back to work. It was a newsroom. It was a television newsroom. And they just went right back to work. I think I was just stunned. I probably was the only non-California person there. So it was almost like it was no biggie to them, but to me it was like, whoa. Anyway, that's my story. Here's one from William, who says, what do you think is going to happen with the Suez Canal? ? I agree with you. You mentioned something about it being a big deal, and then a caller said, no, that's not true because not that much oil really goes through there. But I agree with you, Kate, and what I've been reading. I think it would be epic if there was so much tension that the thing was closed off. Can you imagine what that shutdown would cause? Well, I didn't say it was going to close down, but the idea of the ships going through, if it's limited, there would be an effect. Because, yes, a lot of oil goes through there. Not, you know, when we're talking about Libya, we've said this over and over again, to be clear, they're 17th on the list. We don't get oil from Libya. The United States doesn't. But Europe does, and Asia gets plenty of oil from Libya, but the United States does not. Most of the oil comes from a couple of different places, including Saudi Arabia. So we can't say if there's tension in the Suez Canal that it doesn't affect the United States. It absolutely does affect the United States. If there were bigger problems, if it grew and grew and grew, and less ships were getting through, ultimately I think you would feel the pinch. I mean, we're already seeing it at the pumps. What are you paying for gasoline? Think about that. And ask yourself, why are you paying that for gasoline? Because partially, even though it shouldn't, some are using that as the excuse. Oh, the Middle East, the negativity, and what's going to happen in Libya, and we don't know. And even though it doesn't have oil, and Libya doesn't have a direct correlation on the U.S. All right, here's another one. This is from Nancy in Austin. I don't think we've ever gotten an email from Nancy. I could be wrong. Hello, America. Tonight, I have a question. I wanted to find out what you thought was going to happen as far as Gaddafi's reign. When he leaves, what immediately happens? Okay. So the question is first of all, is he going to leave or does he just get pushed out? Is it a coup? Remember, he was a military coup guy back in the late 60s. When Gaddafi is gone, however it happens, the military takes over. The military is going to be in charge and of making things run, making things do what they're supposed to do. When I say what they're supposed to do, meaning government offices stay open and you still have stores that are, the country's going. The country's operating. And then there's elections, and that those elections would be held probably in September, just like in Tunisia and Egypt. The same thing is happening there. So that's what it would be. Then names start to emerge of who could take over, unless there officially somebody comes out and there's some kind of a coup. But that's not what's really at this point happening there. All right, here's another one quickly. This one's from Jack in Austin. Kate, whatever happened to that ICE agent? Did they catch the guy or people or cartel that hit him and his partner? Good question. Over the weekend, timely too, they say they've got a couple more suspects involved in gunning down the one agent and injuring the other. So they've arrested two more from the Zeta cartel. How about that?
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's UTOPIA Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
The collapse of the dollar is imminent. You can protect your wealth by buying gold, silver, and strong foreign currencies, but what if the government confiscates your precious metals, implements exchange controls, or nationalizes your retirement? You need a backup plan. That's why you must move your wealth into an offshore asset protection structure. Go to CollapseProof.com to get your free special report and discover how to store your gold and silver in the world's safest vaults, or how to hold foreign currencies in a way that's safe from bank failures, bank runs, or exchange controls. Learn how the U.S. government government failed to collect a $36 million claim because the defendant legally used an offshore asset protection program. This is what you need to keep your wealth safe when the dollar collapses, and CollapseProof.com can help. Our programs are 100% compliant with U.S. law, but you must act now before it's too late. Call 800-798-2008. That's 800-798-2008. CollapseProof.com. Asset protection in financially unsafe times.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The five main steps to great health are detoxification, an alkaline pH, elimination of infections, optimal hormone levels, and renutrification. When all these factors are brought into play, then your body is supported to create radiant health. Of all the nutrients needed by the body, protein plays a dominant role. The type, quality, and digestibility of that protein plays a key role in how good you feel on a day-to-day basis. Of all the proteins that nature offers, one is the most digestible and offers the most benefits for the most people. It is unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is the first ever unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. It is easily digested and comes in three delicious flavors. Whether you want better energy, better blood sugar, more endurance, or clearer thinking, One World Whey is a must for you to try. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
There's a fire starting in my heart, reaching a fever pitch, just bringing me out the dark. Finally, I can see you crystal clear. Go ahead and sell me out, and I'll lay your ship bare.
For everybody, how well, everybody listening to us in their local stations, or listening to us overseas, or listening to us, you know, through chat, whatever it might be, maybe you're streaming us live, because if you go to GCNlive.com, of course, there's many ways that you can get the show, or AmericaTonight.net. How many of you know your neighbors? How many of you don't know your neighbors? How many of you know your neighbors? How many don't know your neighbors? And which is the better way to go? I mean, what is a good neighbor? What kind of neighbor do you want? When you buy a house, when you scrimp the money together to buy a house, or even if you're living in an apartment, because when you live in an apartment, you don't, it's random. You're rolling the dice. You don't know. You could have just great neighbors. They say hello. They're friendly. They're not bugging you. They're not in your chili. They're not incredibly loud. They don't care if you play your music. They don't care if you have a party. Walls are so thin half the time in apartments, especially if they're newer apartments, the way they build things so cheaply almost anywhere. I guarantee I feel pretty safe about that. So I read this quote from a guy named Ron Johnson. He was a neighbor of the Loeffners. Remember Jared Lee Loeffner, who killed all those people and wounded the others at Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords' supermarket talk. The neighbor, Johnson, said, and this is a quote, he was talking about Jared Lee Loeffner's father, Randy Loeffner, and he said, he's probably the best neighbor I ever had. He doesn't talk to you. He doesn't borrow stuff. And that was how he felt about him, because he was a guy who was pretty much a recluse. He didn't communicate. And then his family, his son, not his family, but his son, the family lived there, his son went on the shooting spree in Tucson last month. So what are the best neighbors? Is it better to know the neighbors a little bit? Is it better to not have anything to do with them? I think you got to know them a little bit, because, well, first of all, it's probably the best case scenario is you have nice, friendly neighbors. I got your back, you got my back, but I'm not in your chili. So I'm not trying to get in your business and ask you a million questions about what's going on and this truck pulled up and this person pulled up and what is this and what's going on. But they generally know you're there, and maybe they have an eye out for you. Maybe they see something strange that happens. Of course, we know how that can end up. Remember the whole beer summit thing? The neighbor looks out, sees a guy breaking in, but it's not a guy breaking in. It's the professor going into his own place, and that led to huge headlines. And then she wanted to even change her phone number because she was getting so many phone calls about why did you call and why did you say this and blah, blah, blah. And that's also tricky. What if you don't know your neighbors very well and you see something a little odd, but you think it's odd, but it's not unusual, like what looks like somebody breaking in, but it's not. It's the pool guy who was left the key or told to get the key. You know what I'm saying? There could be some tricky situations. So who makes the best neighbors? I had this conversation with somebody the other day because we were talking about this situation with Jared Lee Loeffner and then the Saudi, the Lubbock guy who was planning, had a goal to kill Americans, and it included the former president, George W. Bush. So as you can imagine, people in Dallas, Texas are buzzing about that. Well, wow, if he had done that, how many blocks would it take out? Where would it have happened? All that stuff. And it's kind of the same thing. Some people knew him. He was a student, but they didn't know a lot about him. Oh, he just seemed like a roommate. He just seemed like a nice guy. But what did they know about him? Nothing. Seemed friendly enough. Did a good job, I guess, assimilating, saying that he was no threat to them. In fact, I pulled a couple of different quotes there, too, because he was a lone wolf guy. And here he is. This is also in Texas. He's in Lubbock. He's in Lubbock in an apartment. And they can remember, people say they can remember him going out to get food, going to the gym, going to class, that people would come over. And some people did make jokes like in his classroom, maybe he's a terrorist. Little did they know. But he was never a threat to the people around him. They never felt like he was a bad guy, that he wasn't necessarily having a lot of conversations with some of the people in the building where he lived, but he wasn't somebody that was nasty. He would smile or wave or whatever. So now Khalid Alawasari, who rarely talked to his roommates, although they said he was okay, was somebody who stayed a little bit too long on the visa, and the rest is history. The FBI was able to nab him before something more dangerous happened. But there is another example of not knowing really who's around you, the chemistry students at Texas Tech University had no idea. They had no idea because this guy lived with them and he didn't seem like a threat. So how do you know? How do you know when someone's a little off? And how well should you know your neighbors? Or is it best to kind of keep your, is it best to keep your distance? So the conversation I had with somebody was about their neighborhood, and their problem was that they had a neighbor who had a pool, and the pool was a sea of green. It was an algae deal. And the pool was visible. They could see the pool from their kids' room, from whatever. And it wasn't so much like, oh, damn, the neighbors, it's ugly, it's crappy, this pool, whatever. But it became mosquito-infested. So the mosquitoes were a problem because they lived close enough that it would come over to them. Or they felt like the problem was could come over to them. And then it multiplied itself. It was a decent, it's a decent kind of neighborhood. They found out that the people living next door somehow had gotten the house. There were different families living there, but they were all underage. So the parents pretty much just gave the kids the house. They were people who were in the country illegally, which they didn't know that. There were people in the country that were here from someplace in Mexico, and they had just dumped their kids in this house. So they had money, so they just put all the kids. Hey, the 15-year-olds are there, and we got some 16-year-olds, and we got some younger kids, and they can just all, it'll be great. It'll be like a party house. That would be brutal, wouldn't it? Matt, do you think it's important to know your neighbors? You've lived in apartments. You've lived with your parents, so in an established neighborhood. Do you think it's important to know your neighbors or keep a distance?
I think it's definitely important to know who they are, but there are certain neighbors that you probably just are better off keeping.
Boundaries!
Yeah, exactly. Because there's, you know, my parents have lived in their neighborhood, I don't know, like 15 years or so. Maybe 20 years. I can't remember.
Woo!
But, and so neighbors have come and gone in that time, and there's some neighbors that they got to know really well, and I knew some of them. That was more when I was growing up. But now there's a lot of the neighbors that I barely even know who they are, and if they were standing in front of me, I wouldn't know who they were. But my parents know who they are, though. But there's other times, too, when I've lived in apartments, and I know, I always knew who lived around me, like next door to me or like across the hall. And also back in college, I lived in college houses, and I knew who the people were that lived next door to me. So I guess, you know, it's good to know who is around you and not necessarily like everything about them and being super nosy, but it's good to kind of recognize the people. And all of a sudden, if there's a bunch of people hanging out at a house that you know they don't live there, then you know something's probably not good.
Well, that's what I say. Yeah, something's probably not good. So it isn't. I agree with you. It's important to know them. There's a boundary line, though, depending on where you're living, that you don't want to necessarily cross. Now, a lot of people in the chat have thrown in on this and talked about, you know, somebody threw out spinning blades. My neighbors are rude. I've heard that from other people where they have neighbors that are, they're just rude. They're not very friendly. Don't even wave when they're across the street, whatever. And then I've got this one, Jack from Down Under, our pal from Down Under, says, the best neighbors are friendly but live about a mile away. Hey, neighbor, you got my back? You're a mile away, so if I send you an SOS, will you help me? Will you do something? Yeah. You gotta know them. You got to know them. You got to know them because if there's a fire when you're not there, if something definitely, obviously, suspicious is going on. Maybe they do you a favor and they let someone know. If something happens in your house where you have to run next door, I don't care if you have 20 cell phones, whatever. And you might want to know them a little bit, let's say. But who knew? They didn't know with this guy that was going to try to blow up Bush's house. People said he was okay, just a little strange. Stay with us.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher-safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids. The original since 1976.
That's why you go stand for to unlock the door. All around him criticize and see. Until we fractal on a breaking wall, I see you, my friend, and touch your face again. Miracles will happen as we dream.
Amount of newspapers that I get on Sunday. I know a lot of you may comb through Sunday papers. I still like the hardcore, you know, the hard stuff. Meaning, when I say the hard stuff, it sounds like alcohol, doesn't it? Meaning, I like the print. I like to have print once a week. I know I'm like everyone else. We're all over the internet, but I like to have print. I like to read some of the columnists. I just like to hold it up. I like to be able to hold up the paper the old-fashioned way. You can hear it in the background and go through the paper and just chill and drink my coffee. So one of the things that I read today on a British newspaper, one of the things I read, is this study they did, the Daily Mail did, that men, English men, spend 11 years in front of the television, 11 years, and 10,000 hours plus in the bars or in the pub. How about that? Yeah, that does that seem like a lot? 11 years of your life in front of a tube. And 10,000 plus hours in a pub. It seems to me that 11 is way too long. I mean, that's, that is way too long. And then the funny thing was, I was drawn to this study because they broke it down to some really odd things. And maybe not odd, but they talked about the average man in his lifetime will say he is sorry 1.9 million times. Also, the average man can cook four meals, including spaghetti bolognese. Wow. Four meals. What do you want to bet the other ones are something to do with the grill? Hot dogs, hamburgers, chicken, fish and chips. I'm just thinking out loud, especially if we're talking about Brits. But I think the television thing is scary. That seems like a very long time to be in front of the tube. If you multiplied it, broke it down, maybe, depending on what your longevity is it 80 years or 70 years, 80-some years, 90, getting into even longer than that. But, wow, that's just like wasted time. Can you imagine that as like your ad that you put out there on one of the dating sites? I'm just your average British male. I'm just your average British male. I'm going to spend, 10,000 plus hours getting bombed in the pubs, and I'm going to be in front of the telly for 11 years. And I will cook for you, but only one of four meals. And all of them involve milk and cereal, except for one.
I'm stupid. You're smart.
Yeah, that's bad. That would not attract me to a British man, I have to say. I have some British friends. I'm going to have to, if I had thought about it, I would have had my one British friend come on the show to probably dispel that myth. But maybe not. I don't know. Maybe not. To be fair, they did talk about the ladies a little bit in the British paper. It was mostly about men, but they threw in some things about the broads, too. I guess they didn't want the guys to feel that bad. What they said about women is that the British woman will spend 8.5 years of her life shopping. She'll be shopping with your money. She'll be shopping with your money. She's going to spend $25,000 on cosmetics. Wow.
What, are you kidding me?
They should spend it on their teeth, but $25,000 on cosmetics. And the woman, the British woman, has four times as many brain cells connecting the right and left sides of the brain. Because what their study showed is that the man has 4% more brain cells. This has 4% more brain cells, where the woman has four times as many brain cells connecting the right and left sides of the brain. I don't think that's anything different than what we've heard before. Also, that women have better night vision and visual memory and are much more suited to endurance tasks. Boy, they don't paint a great picture of a British male. You can have a guy who's bombed and comes home and sits in front of the television. That's what you're going to get. And they don't have the endurance you have, and they can't cook crap. But good luck, ladies. Good luck. And typical of the male, they don't attribute a lot. They're just saying the research is showing that this is what will happen with the average male. Yeah. doesn't bode well for them. Let's just, I'm just thinking. So anyway, getting back to the fact that I was perusing through lots of different papers, because it's fun. It's fun to see the headlines in other places and, of course, in our own backyard and in the U.S., what's going on. For the most part, you know, there's going to be stuff about Libya, the sad stuff about a five-month-old being buried in New Zealand. There was also a story about Christchurch and the fact that after this earthquake, and I don't know why I was kind of surprised by this, but after the earthquake, with people so jumbled up and just they're just at a loss for their house has been torn down or they almost lost their life or somebody they know died or whatever, they're saying that domestic violence is really up after that earthquake, enough that it's reportable because of the people who are upset and they're lashing out against the people that are closest to them. The police are saying it surged by how much? 50%. That's incredible. 50% after this earthquake. So the police commander is concerned because you've got people who are homeless. They don't have power. They don't have water. They're turning to alcohol just to cope with the whole thing. They understand people are exhausted, all that stuff. But they're pumping out the message that family violence is not okay when they're seeing the calls through the roof and the focus has to be on recovering and burying people and all that stuff. But they can't respond to all these calls of domestic violence. That even at some of these families, it's not, they haven't seen this before, but now they're getting calls and they're very concerned about the families falling apart. The Red Cross is saying this is the biggest thing that they're dealing with in recent memory. It's just a disaster because it's been now twice. It's a double whammy in these 6 months, but I guess that caught me off guard. I understand the frayed nerves. I understand the anxieties, all that stuff. But so much so that it's led to domestic violence where people are, you know, women are getting slapped and beat and, ooh, boy, that's awful. I mean, that's a scary statistic. Wow. And you would think it would sort of be the opposite. Hey, I need you, you need me, so let's stick this out together and figure out a way to get through it versus I'm just going to unload on you because I'm so upset over what happened. Wow. Very, 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 very surprising. All right, one other quick thing to leave you with this hour, after kind of bobbing around all over the place. But we talked about the space shuttle last week and the Discovery blasting off on Thursday for the final mission. And it's so crazy to think of how many flights the Discovery has had. And some people are saying they're getting to see the shuttle because of the skies and where they are. They had some passengers that were on a flight from Orlando, Florida to Richmond, Virginia. And they saw the shuttle from above. They saw what that was like with the liftoff. That would be a very cool thing to see, to look over and get a chance to, you know, just look over and all of a sudden you see, what's that in the sky? Oh, that's the space shuttle. That's the Discovery on its final launch. I'd love to have a shot of that. And I guess some people tried to get it with their iPhone. That's why you got to be quick with those phones. Got to have them on the ready to snap those pictures.
Hey, everyone! Come and see how good I look!